You can't hear me at the back, do not hesitate to ask for me to speak louder. So I'm Alex, and I'm a co-founder of the De Flore Association, which is a non-profit self-hosting collective. We're a member of the Chaton Network in France. And so what that means is we're doing self-hosting, and we're trying to promote self-hosting as an alternative to putting everything in large data centers and relying on cloud providers. The thing is, actually doing this is relatively hard, and mostly it's hard because we want systems that are reliable, which are available most of the time, and if you have computers at home, you have a lot of issues. In particular, the computers we're using at De Flore are these kind of computers, very cheap, old desktop computers. They're not meant to be servers, and we expect that they could crash at any time. These are some other examples that we had, and those are still used, actually. So these are also old desktop computers, and we have some system which is based on only these kinds of machines. So they can die. We also have issues possibly with the internet or the electricity connection, because we're at home, so we don't have redundancy. It can go at any time. And to alleviate these issues, what we do is that we do distributed systems, and we have a multi-site geo-replicated cluster. And so in our case, the De Flore cluster is in three places. There's some nodes in Brussels here, some nodes in Lille, and some nodes in Paris. And basically, the aim is to build a system that makes use of some cheap hardware which is disseminated in all of these locations, and they can basically relay one another when there's an issue somewhere, and the whole thing stays up, even if there are issues in individual locations. And so this is one of the reasons why I call this a low-tech platform, because we're using what we have at hand, cheap machines and regular internet connections. One of the main components in this platform is object storage. And so I will not enter too much into why object storage, except that it's very adapted to flexible deployments, which are kind of inspired by what is done in the cloud. And indeed, Amazon S3 was created as a cloud product, and in 2006 it was introduced, and it became since then a de facto standard, and many applications are compatible with this object storage, and so it makes sense to base our infrastructure on this kind of software, because we can just like plug and play all kinds of various things which are already able to use this kind of storage layer as a backend. There were some many actually alternative implementations of S3. Minio is one of the most common ones. I think Ceph has also an implementation. What we discovered is actually that these implementations are not very well suited to geo-distributed deployments, so deployments where nodes are in remote locations, because in such case you will have higher latency between the nodes, and it can cause issues, and the system is basically a bit slower. And sometimes it's even really unusable. So Garage was made specifically for this use case. We make use of distributed systems theory, CRDT in particular, which I will talk a bit later. And this is basically the aim is to provide a drop-in replacement for Amazon S3 or S3 compatible storage systems, which is available, possible to run directly on this kind of geo-distributed cluster. And the data will be replicated at several locations, and it's kind of transparent, and it's supposed to be reasonably fast, not completely slow down all the applications which are running on it. One of the main ways we were able to achieve this outcome was to use CRDTs and weak consistency. So this is a bit theoretical explanation of what is going on in Garage. And I will go into, I will have another slide talking about this later. But basically, we're trying to avoid so-called consensus algorithms like Raft or Paxos, because these algorithms have issues and are actually very sensitive to latency. But just to list the issues in a clear way, the first of them is like software complexity. I think Raft is actually a complex piece of software, and it can be implemented badly. And if you do it wrong, it can lead to various unacceptable outcomes. And of course, the issue of performance, which I've talked already. Those algorithms like Raft are using a leader, so the leader is becoming a bottleneck for most requests in the system. So if you cannot really scale if you have a naive strategy with just one leader in the system. It's also sensitive to higher latency, because if the leader happens to be a node in a very far away location, well, everything has to transit from there and then come back. And so if the leader happens to be the wrong node, everything is going to be much slower in the system. And also, if the system is disrupted and the leader goes down, the system will have to take some time to reconverge. And it's actually something that can take a long time, especially if the latency between nodes is high and nodes are not able to communicate very efficiently. And so for this reason, we made Garage a completely different design, which is based entirely on CRDT internally, which kind of solves most of these issues. Object storage is very likely, very similar to basic key value store, except that the values are objects, like big blobs of data. And so here we have an example where we have the key, which is there's no notion of a file system hierarchy, so we will just have the entire path in the key with the slash. It doesn't have any specific meaning. And the value is like some metadata. Here it's inspired from the HTTP headers because it's very strongly based on the HTTP semantics. And then you have the binary data for each of your files. It happens that this semantics key value actually maps very well to CRDT, and this is why we were able to make this work. So just to convince you in one slide that this is actually a worthwhile trade-off, this is one of the best results we have for Garage. And it's a performance comparison for Garage versus Minio. So it's a simulated deployment where we have nodes which are simulated on a single machine, and we add some artificial latency between the nodes. And so here we have nodes with 50 milliseconds, so pretty long delay between them. And so basically, we can see that they take some duration, which is a multiple of the round-trip time, the latency. But for Minio, it's a very high multiple. So some very common requests, like remove object or put object, will take like more than 1 second. And for Garage, we were able to bring this down to somewhere between 300, 500 milliseconds. So quite an improvement. So the main focus of this talk is to basically discuss recent developments in Garage. Because we were here at FOSDEM 2 years ago, and I think maybe lots of people in the room are already aware of Garage. 2 years ago, we were at the beginning of a grant by NGI Pointer, and which was the first grant, and it allowed us to bring this version 0.6.0, which was the first like public beta version that we launched. So it was like a point where we considered that we had some basic feature which was pretty good actually, and we could ask people to come, and actually many people were interested, and this is the point where we started also to have some external contributions to the project. So we did FOSDEM about at the time. In April we did version 0.7, and so version 0.7 was focused mostly on observability and integration with the ecosystem. So we added support for metrics and traces using OpenTelemetry, which is a standard for exporting observability data. We also added some flexibility because while we had originally built the system like supposed to have three copies of everything, so we would expect to have nodes in three different data centers, actually people were also willing to use the system with less copies. So we added one and two copies, and we also had some weaker consistency, which was useful to like make the system faster or help recover data in some scenarios. We also added integration with Kubernetes for discovery of nodes so that the cluster is able to set up automatically the links between each node. And we also added an administration API, which is useful to set up the cluster. It's basically a very simple REST API where you can create buckets, which are storage spaces, create access keys, give rights to access keys, etc. I will just show a little bit about the monitoring part. So this is a Grafana dashboard that we made for Garage. And as you can see, it's actually pretty complete. We can monitor. So here is the request going on through the S3 API endpoints. And here's the request going through the web endpoint, because Garage supports serving buckets directly as websites, which is something we make heavy use of at Defleur. Here we have the error rate. And more interestingly, here we have some internal metrics. So like this is the data which is being read and written to the disk on the nodes. This is some internal metrics for the communications between node, RPC. And these are some queues. So how much data is remaining to be processed. And so just quick note here, the GC queue is a common point where people are like, why is this queue not going to zero? It's normal that it's not going to zero because items are staying in the queue for 24 hours.